We're going to look at specifically how to perform each technique. Picking techniques like alternate picking, economy picking, sweep picking, and hammer-ons and pull-offs. So we're going to take the whole enchilada in just one program here. So we're busy. And what we're going to do is we're first going to look at the right hand and look at how do you perform each picking technique. And then we're going to look at the left hand and say how do we fret each note and how do we do hammer-ons and pull-offs effectively. And how do we practice it so that we become very effective once we get to a higher speed level. And then secondly, we have a little section on how to deal with the different challenges that you are going to run into. What about fatigue when you get tired in your hands from practicing? How do you go on practicing for hours at a time? So that's really what we're going to focus on in these core lessons here. And even if you've been watching my previous stuff, then please watch these videos and just sit back. Take a little lick that you can, a circular lick that you can practice without thinking too much about it. Watch the videos and then look for these key insights that you might not know about or that you've forgotten. So really spend some time looking into this again. This is really my aim here with these videos is to kill this this subject of not knowing what to do, so that you can continue just practicing. Because if you constantly evaluate what you're doing and how you're doing it, then you're just going to go out that path, and that path will not lead you to perfect skills. And that's what happens often when we don't understand why it takes so long, and we don't understand the bucket analogy or the curve that goes like this instead of like this. Then we look around and say, okay, what's the reason for my lack of development? And there's no lack of development really, because you're doing fine, but then your brain and your mind just goes out into these rather ineffective different thought patterns, which always is a matter of, oh, I must be doing it right. And then the assumption that if I find the right strategy, if I do it the right way, then suddenly I can do it. But that's not it. it doesn't work like that. And which you've probably already realized, like I did. The strategy is practicing these patterns perfectly with total accuracy, total relaxed, with no mistakes whatsoever, and getting in the millions of repetitions, pleasurably, while you in the beginning work with the metronome, and then for the long run, you do that in front of the TV, and you just keep doing that. I still do that. I still practice new stuff in this way and become better at it. And because I've done it so many times, because I've gone from just, you know, the level where you look like you've never been playing guitar before, because if I have to play something I never played before, I look like a total beginner. And then I sit down in front of the TV once I have it down, and then I just do the repetitions day after day. And because I've been doing that so many times, I know that it's a completely reliable system. I just do it. And whenever I go, oh, that wasn't too much progress in a week, I just know that I just got to do it more. So I'm completely confident within that this stuff just works, because it's worked. It works every time, and it always works. And if I'm not progressing as fast as I think I would, then it's just a matter of the thing I'm practicing contains so many new things that I just need more time. And so I no longer go out into these mental voyages or trips where I go, oh, I must be doing this wrong, because I know I'm not doing it wrong. And the whole point of today is to get that in place. And so instead of, in the future, instead of going, maybe I'm doing this wrong, I must be, then instead of that, you can just watch these videos again and then just look and see if your technique matches what we're talking about today. And that will just take you just an hour, and you're back on track, just back on the repetitions game, in front of the TV, having a great time, just building your amazing skills. So let's look into it. Let's go to the next video and look at the right hand technique first.